This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today we continue with the series called 40 Days in the Word. In these lessons, Rick teaches us what it means to not just be hearers of the Word, but also doers of the Word. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you how you can get the DVD study kit of this great series. And you can take a sneak peek at this valuable tool by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. That's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called How to Study a Bible Passage.
2 Timothy 3:16 says this, all scripture, not part of it, all of it. That means even the stuff that just sounds like personal greetings. All scripture is inspired by God, and it is useful. It's all useful to teach us what is true, to make us realize what's wrong in our lives. It straightens us out. And it teaches us how to do what's right. So even this passage where Paul's just saying, hey, I've got these friends, these co-workers, Timothy and Epaphroditus. By the way, you know what Epaphroditus means? It's the Greek word that means from Aphrodite. That's what it means. It means from Aphrodite. So Epaphroditus was not obviously born in a Christian family. He was born in a Gentile or a Greek family who named him after the god Aphrodite. Epaphroditus means from Aphrodite. Okay, and he goes, I'm going to send these guys to you, but the Bible says it's all inspired, so even this part has something to teach us, and you're going to see it in just a minute. Let me show you another verse. Romans 15:4 on the screen here says, for everything, not some things, everything in the Bible was written to teach us, even this part, so that through the endurance and the encouragement of scriptures, we might have hope. This story, this passage I just read you, the Bible leaves it in. God puts it in the Bible for your encouragement and for your hope. You say, well, I didn't get any encouragement and hope out of it. It's because you haven't studied it yet. You just read it. So what we're going to do is actually look at this very powerful passage, particularly for men. I'm going to talk to men today. Ladies, you can listen in, but it's primarily a passage for men, and I'm going to teach you how to study the Bible. All right, I want you to take your Bible and you open it to Philippians chapter 2 and take your message notes, and let's go through these four steps. What does it say? What does it mean? What else in the Bible says something about it? And what am I going to do about it? First, we start with observation. What does it say? Now, what I would do is I would simply look at this, I would read it through several times, and I would just write down what I see. It's not anything fancy, it's just whatever I see. And I see three things in this passage. You might write them down. First, I observe that Paul intends to send two men to Philippi. Okay? Paul intended to send two men to Philippi. And that's just an observation. There's nothing fancy about it, nothing spiritual, it's just that's what I see. And in verse 19, he says, I hope to send you Timothy. There's one of the guys. And in verse 25, he says, I think it's necessary to send Epaphroditus back to you. He actually came from that church. I'm going to send him back home. So I'm going to send two guys to you, Timothy and Epaphroditus. The second thing I observe is that Paul endorsed these guys as role models. In fact, they're role models who deserve honor. Paul endorsed Timothy and Epaphroditus as role models who deserve honor. In verse 20, Paul says about Timothy, he says, I have no one else like him. Now, you might just read that and just jump all over it. But friends, that is the greatest endorsement you could ever receive as a Christian. Paul is the greatest Christian who's ever lived next to Jesus Christ, our Lord himself. And Paul says, I've got nobody in the world like Timothy. If Paul said that about you, that means you're at the top of the heap. You're on the A list. You're the very best Christian he knows. If Paul said about you, I've got nobody else like Bob, or Janet or Mary. I've got nobody else like Kristen. That would be the greatest possible compliment you could ever receive for your faith. So this is not a small issue here. Now I got to pay attention. He says, I got nobody like Timothy. And then about Epaphroditus, he says, verse 29, welcome him and honor men like him. Honor men like him. So he's saying, whatever these guys are doing, they are worthy of honor. You need to follow them and you need to honor them. Now notice both of them, he says, like him. See, circle that phrase twice. Anytime you see a phrase used twice in Scripture, it means God's telling you something. I have nobody else like him, Timothy. Honor men like him, Epaphroditus. Now that naturally makes me ask the third observation question, and that is, so what are these guys like? I mean, why are they so special? Why are they worthy of honor? Why do they deserve to be praised? What are these guys actually doing in their lives that make them so special? And so I would ask that question. And then I would read through the passage again, and I find that Paul, from observation, I see, Paul says five things about these guys. Now, I already wrote them down there on your outline. In verse 20 and 21, he says about Timothy, he takes a genuine interest in you. In verse 22, he says about Timothy, he has proved himself. In verse 25, he says about Epaphroditus, he's my brother, my fellow worker, and my fellow soldier. I got to figure out what that means. And in verse 26, he says, he longs for all of you, and he is distressed, this guy Epaphroditus. And in verse 27 to 30, it says, he almost died for the work of Christ, risking his life. Now, see what I've done? All I've done is I read it, and I wrote down what I saw. Paul's talking about two guys. He's going to send them back to Philippi. He endorses them as role models, and he says we ought to honor them. And these guys have five characteristics in their lives. Okay? That's observation. Now we go to interpretation. What does it mean? This passage is an extremely powerful passage because it gives us the five marks of what it means to be a man of God. The five marks of what it means to be a godly man, or for that matter, a godly woman. If you want to be the kind of person God blesses, if you want God to use you, if you want God's power in your life, you better study this passage. Because it tells us the five characteristics of the man of God, or woman of God, for that matter, that we see in these guys that we're to build into our lives, we're to be like them, and we're to honor others like them. So now let's go back and let's look at the five things we observed and say, what does it actually mean? Let's look at it in detail. Verse 21, we find the first characteristic. Paul says about Timothy, I have no one else like him. Why is nobody else like him? Because he takes a genuine interest in your welfare, and everybody else only looks out for their own interest. He said, that's rare. That's unusual. That's different. I got nobody like him. He has a genuine interest in your welfare, and nobody else does that. They all look out at their own interest. Now, one of the ways you interpret Scripture is by comparing it to other translations. And in English, fortunately, we have dozens of translations of the Bible. You say, why do we need so many different translations? Because no single word adequately can explain another word in another language. Often it takes a phrase to explain a word. For instance, the Bible is written in over 11,000 Hebrew and Greek words. But the average English translation, no matter which one you've got, uses only about 8,000 English words. That means something is getting left out in the fuller meaning. For instance, in English, we only have one word for love. Love. And we use it to refer everything. I say, I love Jesus Christ. I love my wife. I love popcorn. I love America. You know, I love music. Now, I've just used it, the same word, in multiple different ways. Greek was much more technical, much more precise than that. For instance, in Greek, they have four words for love. Eros, we get erotic love from that, sexual love. Astergo, which means strong love. Phileo, which means brotherly love. Philadelphia is Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. And agape, which is unconditional love. And all of these words are used in Scripture. And so they're different words. Well, we only have one word. So you look at different translations. Every translation has an interpretation in it. And so by looking at different translations, you can get a bigger interpretation without having to know any Greek or any Hebrew. That's a good thing. That's the advantage of being somebody who speaks English. So look on the back of your outline. Here are a couple of other translations of this verse. It says, Timothy genuinely cares for you, while others only care about themselves. He said, that's why he's worthy of honor. And the Phillips translation says, they're all wrapped up in their own affairs. So here we have the first characteristic of a godly man. Write this down. A godly man is caring. A godly man is compassionate. He's caring. He's unselfish. He thinks about others. He's not just thinking about himself. He's unselfish. He's not self-centered. He is caring. Timothy genuinely cares about you. Everybody else is only interested in their own agenda, their own business, their own things that they've got to do. He said that is worthy of honor. Now, friends, if there's ever a message that's needed today, it's that. Because everything in our culture teaches you to be self-centered, not unselfish. Everything in our culture teaches you to care only about you, not about anybody else. Every advertisement is all about you. We do it all for you. Have it your way. You deserve the best. You deserve a break today. Look out for number one. I got to think of what's best for me. No ad is telling you to be unselfish. All music, all movies, all TV shows, novels, magazines, video games are all about you, the consumer. It's not about you helping anybody else. And so, it is rare to find an unselfish man. It's rare. Paul says, I don't have anybody like him who genuinely cares about other people. Everybody else is only caring about themselves. They're not self-ungiving. They're self-centered. Now, you know, I'm going to talk to most of you men today, but as a pastor, I care about the women in our church. And those of you who are single women, I want to protect you, Papa Rick. So I have made a list on how to identify a selfish man before it's too late. Okay. You might want to write this down, all right? How to identify a selfish man before it's too late. Number one, does he only talk about himself? That's a sign. Number two, does he ever open the door for you? Number three, has he ever brought you a meal because he knew you were too busy to eat and he sensed it and you didn't have to tell him? That is a caring person who's more interested in just his own agenda. Number four, does he ever go out of his way to make sure you feel safe? Number five, does he ever ask for your opinion on anything? Number six, does he ever ask you for sex? Now, if he says, if you love me, you'll let me, you say, if you love me, you'll wait. Okay? By the way, women, you just need to understand this. Women need a reason for sex. Men just need a place. Okay? Just that's just the way they're wired. You need to understand that. So if he asks you for sex, he's a loser. And if you say no and he pouts, he's a double loser. Run the other way. Okay? Number seven. Will he cancel his plans if you're sick so he can take care of you? That's an unselfish man. Number eight, is he obsessed with his appearance? Number nine, will he do something he doesn't like to do just to be able to spend more time with you? That's an unselfish man. Number 10, does he pick up his messes or expect you to pick them up? Don't elbow anybody right now, please. A godly man is a caring man. Number two, look at the next verse. Second thing we learn about Timothy, it says Timothy has proved himself, circle that, proved himself, because as a son with his father, he has served with me in the work of the gospel. And in the God's Word translation says, you know what kind of person Timothy proved to be. Now the word proven there means tested. It means verified. It means checked out. It means determined, reliable. This guy is ram tough. This guy is dependable. This guy is reliable. This guy has proven faithful, is what the Bible calls it, faithful. The greatest ability in life is dependability on life. And the number of people who are dependable, who don't flip-flop, who keep their word, who do what they say, who keep their promises even when it hurts them, that's unusual. What is needed today are men who are consistent. That's number two. God is looking for men who are caring, and God is looking for men who are consistent, proven trustworthy, not wishy-washy, dependable, faithful, keep your word, men of conviction and character.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time today, but first, is it enough to just love the Word and learn the Word? Pastor Rick Warren says, no. If we want to see lasting changes and real growth in our lives, we've got to live the Word too. That's why Rick created a tool called the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit. This kit includes 6 video sessions on DVD and a 206-page two-color workbook. In the workbook, you'll find 6 easy-to-learn methods for reading and meditating on Scripture. These are the very methods that Pastor Rick uses in his own personal daily quiet time. You'll also find a personal 40 Days in the Word journal and Bible verse memorization cards with 20 Bible verses every believer should memorize. There's even a special section called How You Can Know the Bible Came from God, and a guide for choosing which translation of the Bible is right for you. We'll send you a copy of the 40 Days in the Word Study Kit as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of Daily Hope. Just go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy. If you've got a smartphone or tablet, just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Rick to tell you how God is using this broadcast to change lives.
Today, I want to share a note that we received from Amy. God is using Daily Hope to help her understand how to apply the Bible to her own life so she can pass on those skills to her daughter. Amy wrote this to me. Thanks, Pastor Rick, for being you. I love your sermons. You speak in a way that I can understand, and I'm grateful that I've found you. I recently purchased 40 Days in the Word, and my husband and I are going to do it together. I'm so excited to get to know the Word of God and apply it to my life. When my mother died 10 years ago, I was 29 years old, and I've been lost at sea ever since. I didn't know what to do in my life, and I had nobody to guide me. I finally realized that the Bible tells us how to live our lives, and I want to get to know it inside and out so I can pass that on to my daughter. Much love from Texas. Well, thanks so much for writing, Amy. I'm really glad that you discovered all the giant rewards of learning and applying the Word of God to your life. You know, I'm excited that you're passing on what you're learning to your daughter. This is an important thing. We actually grow more by passing it on to others. And I'm sure her life will be blessed through your faithfulness. So let me ask all of you who are listening right now, who can you share God's Word with? Would you pray about it? And when you share Daily Hope with them, would you let me know what happens? I'd love to hear that story. Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com.
Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.